And the day of the two, right? Wednesday night, Rabbi Salim.
Yeah, just move the camera. When I was a bacha, I heard that when I was in Gates, I heard that the Gates of the Rav, the old Gates of the Rav, before Pesach every year, Rabbi Salah Rako, before Pesach every year, he'd go through the whole Hilchos Pesach from beginning to end. In order to prepare for Pesach, in order to prepare for the Shaitas, they'll come across, they'll come up to him, he's the Rav of Gates, the Rav of the town. Obviously, he learned Hilchos Pesach properly. He's doing a quick review, a quick recap, just a refresher. Somebody told me very interesting state. It says in Svarim, I didn't verify that there is certain chalokim of Torah that are tevea, that they themselves are tevea to be learned. They themselves have a request, the halachas, so to speak, have a request that they want to be learned. They need to be learned. So if a Rav already prepares Hilchos Pesach by learning through Hilchos Pesach, then he's already learned those halachas, so there will be no need to have a shaydah to come across to him. Why? Because those halachas have already been satisfied, because they've been learned. Whereas a Rav who doesn't have enough time, doesn't have the time to learn through all halachas, so for him, the shaydahs will crop up, they'll come up, in order that he should end up opening the sefer to go into the halachas again and to refresh. So it's a zgula for a Rav, if he doesn't want so many shaydahs, he wants to keep himself so busy, learns with Chespei Sachar. It's an interesting idea that the Torah has got in itself, from itself, it's got a tvia to be learned, or to whatever it is. It's a metzias, it's a live thing, it's not just a chachma written on paper, that you've got to know it. It's a metzias, the Torah, very interesting. Shabbos what? That what? Shabbos God. Shabbos a Malka, so you look at it more of a human, not a human, but something, a metzias. Okay, so now, very, very interesting, we're learning Hilchos Pesach before Pesach. I thought it's very simple, it's a straightforward halacha. You learn Hilchos Pesach from Purim. Everybody knows the Purim Sudah, the Indian Torah, before you wash. Open a similar Tovchav test. The beginning of Hilchos Pesach, learn the first few halachas, whatever it is, and then you Mekayim Shlishim Kodem. But I said, there's quite a lot of details. There's quite a lot, and I'll try and masakim, try and clarify a bit the this one halacha of learning Hilchos Pesach. So now this is the Gemara says in Megillah. It's a famous Gemara. It's Megillah of Lamed Beis. It's right at the end, the last piece of Gemara in Megillah. Says Tanu Rabbanon, Moshe Tikkun Yisrael Shiyushayim Medoshim Milyonim Shel Yoyim. Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin at Takana. It wasn't just the Psa'inyan Chazal said or related to the Rishonim. Moshe Rabbeinu himself was Masakin. Shiyushayim Medoshim that they should speak about. Shiyushayim Medoshim means ask and answer, speak about it. Milyonim Shel Yoyim. Shel Yoyim Pesach be Pesach. Hilchos Pesach be Pesach, Hilchos Aseres be Aseres, Hilchos Chag be Chag. That there is a Moshe, it's a Takonis Moshe, that on Yom Tov itself, a person should learn Hilchos Pesach on Pesach, Hilchos Sukkos on Sukkos, and Shavuos, and Hilchos Shavuos on Hilchos Yom Tov on Shavuos. Yeah, and Rashi brings over there that there was a Takona. The Gemara says, what's the drasha? Where do you know that from? Because it says in the pasuk, Vayidaber Moshe, I can't remember exactly the pasuk, Vayidaber Moshe es Moyadash, that Moshe spoke to the Klal Yisrael about the Moyadim. And the Gemara says, but he already spoke, why is it a repeat? Why the Torah say, and Amai is to Meramas, that Moshe Benu spoke to Yidden specifically on Yom Tov, Hilchas Yom Tov. And it means the Chazal understood that was a Takana Moshe instituted for Doris, not was just what he did. There is an Indian to learn Hilchas Yom Tov on the Yom Tov itself. So that is on the Yom Tov. That's on the Yom Tov. On the Yom Tov, there's an Indian to learn Hilchos Pesach. Hilchos Pesach on Pesach. The Rambam Paskas of Ledina, it's not brought down in Mechaba though, but the Rambam Paskas of Ledina, that a person should learn Hilchos Pesach and Sukkos and Shavuos. We don't really do that, right? We don't specifically learn Hilchos Leila Seida on Pesach. None of us, we don't learn Hilchos Chometz and Hilchos how to bake matzahs. We don't learn all those halachos anymore. It's finished. It's over. Yeah, it's Yom Tov now. Yeah? But we don't specifically see that we do this. That on Yom Tov itself, there's a pesach halacha that we're medaktuk to learn these halachas, right? Okay, so there's shurim between mincha mariv, it works out in shul. So a lot of times the baldashim will decide to talk by Yom Tov. Not talk about Yom Tov. We can talk about anything. It's not. We haven't seen this Hanhaga that we learn on Yom Tov itself. Hilchas Yom Tov for some reason. Maybe there is a Hezba, but Mishra Brewer himself doesn't really like this Hezba. But Chira, there is a halacha to learn on Yom Tov. Zecher Berabim, because Moshe Rabbeinu taught, he gave a drasha, Zecher on Yom Tov to learn Hilchas Yom Tov, which is Negea right now. So Moshe, if it's on Pesach, it's not Negea anymore, Hilchas Chomes and Matzah, B'dikas Chomes not Negea anymore, because it's finished, but at least what's Negea now? So if it's for second Eilat Seder, or Hilchas Chomes for now, or Hilchas Yom Tov is Negea, things which are Negea now, there is Zecher in Indian to speak about. So that is on Yom Tov. Now, and it's clear that we're talking about every Yom Tov. Every Yom Tov makes a difference what Yom Tov it is. There's a halacha on Yom Tov itself. And Paskin even bring maybe even Purim Chanukah. Maybe the same, even though it's only the Rabbonons, but we see from the fact that Moshe was Mesakan, so it's possible that it also got stretched to that as well. That's on Yom Tov. Now, there's another Gemara, totally different Gemara. So it looks very similar, but it's a completely different Gemara. The Gemara says in Pesachim Davar, the Imam makes a chilek if somebody travels out, travels away, and he knows he's not going to come back for Pesach. So it depends if he's traveling more than 30 days before Pesach or within 30 days, does he have to do bdika before he goes? So the Gemara asks, what's the difference? What's this 30 days? What is the difference? What's this cutoff point that you've made? Where does it come from? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you where it comes from. The Tanya Bono, the Tanya, Shoyin Bilchas Pesach, Koydon Pesach Ramad Yoy. Because there's another halacha, which not from Moshe Rabbeinu, there's a halacha that before Pesach a person should learn, means that was from Purim, a person should 30 days before Pesach start learning Hilchas Pesach. It's meaning more explains, Rashi explains that therefore, since you already learned Hilchas Pesach, therefore your mind is on Pesach, so mele, when you're leaving and you know you're not going to come before Pesach, so there's already a chovis bdika, because the person's already into the, so mele, whereas if it's more than 30 days before Pesach, it's not close enough, we don't even have our minds on it, therefore there's no chovis bdika. Okay. But I could, now there's a brand new Gemara. The Gemara says that it's a halacha of before Pesach. It's before Pesach 30 days that you're supposed to learn Hilchas Pesach. Okay. Now here it gets very ambiguous. Here it's very unclear because number one, the Gemara is talking about only Pesach, right? And the Gemara is only talking about Pesach. The Gemara does not talk about any other Yom Tovim besides for Pesach. And it's mistaba. It makes sense this situation because Pesach, the halachas of Pesach. A lot more details, a lot more halachas on Pesach than Hilchas Yom Tov. You already know anyway Hilchas Shabbos, most of it, and Sukkos. Okay, well, I'll elaborate in a moment. But upon the Gemara, it sounds like that it's only in Pesach, only in Gaba, only for Pesach. Now, the Bis Yosef, Al-Ksakasha, I don't understand. You just said that you have to learn on Pesach. You have to learn halachas. So why do you have to learn it before Pesach then? If you're anyway learning on Pesach, listen to this kasha. If you're anyway learning Hilchas Pesach on Pesach, so what's this inyan of learning it as well 30 days before, right? So Bis Yosef has, three answers. The kasha in Chama is a bit of yeah, very good, excellent, very good. So Bis Yosef, very, very good. Bis Yosef has three truths. Bis Yosef has three answers. And the second answer is because Pesach, is like I just said a second ago, because Pesach there's a lot more halachas, and there's a lot of halachas that you have to know beforehand, because those days everybody used to bake their own personal matzahs. People used to be magal their kelim, not like today we have different kelim the whole time. And people used to, and it was a lot more, and it was preparation and biur chametz, bdikas chametz, it's preparation. So you that it doesn't help to learn on Pesach too late. So for the preparation, for so many things that you need to prepare, that's the sibah why on Pesach specifically, Chazal instituted, Chazal, that we should learn Hilchas Pesach. Whereas he says Sukkos, well, he says most, he writes very interesting. He said most lulavim and esrogim are kosher. And he says, yeah, right, so he says this. And he says as well, a sukkah, you just need two walls and a tefach. It's not so hard. It's not so hard to, by fluke, get kosher dalad minim and sukkah. So it doesn't matter if you're not such a big baki in halachas. Mashiach and Pesach, you got to know stuff. You got to know what you're doing. You can't, as pechomish b'mashu, you got to know how to bake matzahs. You got it all wrong if you do one detail, you got out, then it's out. It's chomets, yeah? So Mela, that's why Chazal will medak the dafka to learn Dafka for Pesach. Dafka Shoshim Kuy Pesach. And now the Allah, the Mishabur, the Mechaba, Taka writes, Shoyelim Behilchas Pesach, Koyodon Pesach, Shoshim Yoim. And this halacha is only brought down Hilchas Pesach, and Mechaber does not bring it down legab al yom tovim. And if you look at the Mishnah Berurah over there, this is the first sif in Hilchas Pesach. V'yesh oimrim, and he brings it to the Bis Yosef. That's this Bis Yosef that we just now said. The achiyov sheshem yom murak bePesach. No, it's not. So I'll tell you in a moment. But it's not Gemara. And, right? And the Mishabur brings it here. The Eshvim Halach is Rabbis, going to Tchin as Chetim, Vafiyas Hamatz, as Agor as Kedim, Biyo Chomets, Sheiru Emoi En Oysen, Oysen Kel Chesein, Koidim, Pesach, Sun Es Takon, Pesach, you can't fix up on Pesach. Right? You don't have to go so much 30 days. You don't have to spend so much time on to learn before Pesach. Okay, Adkan. That's shita number one, and that's lechora shita machaber. But there's another shita, and that is it comes really from Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says a lot of people know this Rashi. The Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Tes that Sukkah Yeshana is machlekes b'sham mesilah if it's possible kasha. Says the Mishnah, Ezu Sukkah Yeshana kasha so shleishim rechem chayim shem. Shleishim yom kodem achag. So if you built a sukkah shleishim yom before achag, that's called sukkah yishana. So what's halacha b'sham? He says possible b'sil says kasha. Says Rashi, what's this shleishim yom? What's shleishim yom? Oh, says Rashi, I'll tell you what shleishim yom is. Yeah, what? Because the din of shleishim v'doshim shleishim yom kodem achag. Right? As we state in Rashi, the Mashal Taka is Medak from Medak. It's quite clear in Rashi that he learns that it's Mavo in Rashi that there's a Chiyuv as well before Sukkot. No, this is the other side of the coin. Rashi also says in a few places, Rashi says it applies even also to Shavuos. Not only Sukkot, it applies to Shavuos as well. Yeah, Shavuos. And Shavuos.
What is it to learn?
Hilchas Yom Tov. Hilchas Yom Tov. Yeah, right. Hilchas Bas V'Cholop maybe. Hilchas Yom Tov is also on Shavuos. There's a machlokes Rishonim if Shavuos is enough less than 30 days. Mishabur brings over here. There's a shit to the holes that it's less for Shavuos. I think even in Dasa, even in this Shittas Rashi, it's going to be less. Oh, I can't find it now. Yeah, there is a shit that holds. Maybe it's enough. 15 days, I think. Back upon him from Rashi's clear 30 days. No difference. Rashi, and it's Mavor and Gemara. If you put it all together, there's quite a lot of Gemara about this, and the way they're showing him explain. Rashi explains it's referring to this halacha. Yeah. Okay. And there's also Mavor and Tosfos Megillah Daf Dalet. Bekitzer, it's a Rashi and a Tosfos. It's a Rashi and a Tosfos. Rashi a few places that this halacha applies to all Yom Tovim. Mishnah Berurah brings is that there's a machlokas haposkim. It's very interesting. Is this halacha of even Sukkot and Shavuos just as chomo as Pesach or not? So, in other words, even according to Rashi, you have to, but maybe it's not as chomo. The Bach says it's only in Betoris Minog. It's not really as severe as Hilchas Pesach, self-understood, probably because of the Bis Yosef. So the Bach explains it's just Meteris Minuk. Mishabur, the Bialacha, the Shatzim, brings these two shittas down. But then he brings it from the Gra, Yom Tov Uka Pesach. Okay, so it's Machlokes Rishonim, Machlokes Haposkim, if it's just Meteris Minuk, or if it's just as Chomo as Pesach. Now, the very, very interesting, listen to this. This is this Cheshbon. The Bach comes along and he says that these two halachas of on Yom Tov and before Yom Tov is exactly the same halacha. What I mean? What he explained this? He says Chayav Adam L'Tayar Atzma Beregel. Chazal said a person needs to be when Yom Tov comes in, he has to be torn to go to mikveh, right? So by the way, it's more bechiv to go to mikveh before Yom Tov, right? There is more halachadik to go to. So says the Bach, it doesn't mean Chayav L'Tayar Atzma Beregel on Yom Tov. Obviously, it doesn't mean that. It means before Yom Tov, right? It means, in other words, hey, you come into Yom Tov, you're tor, because you've been to mikveh. You come to Yom Tov like that. But not just on Yom Tov the mitzvah to shake dalet minim and to go to mikveh. No, obviously, right? Says the Bach, it's the same thing with this halach of learning Hilchas Yom Tov. Pshat in Chazal is that you've got to learn on Pesach. Moshe Rabbeinu, the first halach that we said was Mesakan to learn Hilchas Pesach on Pesach. Says the Bach, that which the Gemara also says you can do it before, it's the same thing. In other words, you can choose to start before. You can start before. You don't have to do it on Yom Tov itself. It's up to you, whatever's more convenient, whatever makes more sense. You might want to be more prepared. You might want to be, so start before. There's no chiyuv, says the Bach, to do it on Yom Tov Gufa. There's no, therefore, he says, if a person did it before, he's put on Yom Tov to learn Hilchas Yom Tov, Hilchas Pesach. If a person didn't learn Hilchas Pesach, then a chlamma, there's a chiyuv, mitzat takonas Moshe to learn Hilchas Pesach on Pesach. But it's not dafka on Pesach, therefore, you know this, Mishabura says, Ledina, Mishabura is chayik on that Ledina, and he says, no, it's not true. Even Mishabura himself says, that even if you learned Hilchas Pesach before Pesach, you're still mechuyev to learn on Pesach itself. Right? You're still mechuyev to bring to his.
And the women should they learn Hilchas Pesach?
Yeah. Okay. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings. Right? Even if you've done it before, you're still mechuyev. Now there's another shaila, and that is it halachas or is it inyonim? Okay. Is it halachas or is it inyonim? So the Bais Yosef slips in something. He says he slips in that it's got to do with inyonim. To learn the tame hamitzvahs vilchas, the tamim, to understand Pesach, understand what Pesach is about, see Mitzrayim, understand what Sukkot is, and I covered, and Shavuos is the inyonim. The Bais Yosef slips in quickly, and the Bach says no, it's mavur klar, it's halachas, it's clear, it's halachas. Now, where does this inyon of Shabbos Hagol and Shabbos Shuvah Drasha come from? Right, so the Magen Avraham brings that ba'achshav noagu to say a Shabbos Shuvah and Shabbos Hagol Drasha. Right, right. Says the Magen Avraham. So the Machzah Shekel explains. He said because a lot of people. So the members are supposed to be like this. The Rav is supposed to be giving already a share on Hilchas Pesach from Shloshim Yom. A person, a Rav, every Rav, if a Rav gives a share, it has to be, let's say, be between Mincha Maariv, after Shachris, 5 minutes share, the Rav is supposed to be, change his schedule, and says the Machzah Shekel, people are not in Shul those days, people are not in Shul. So Shabbos Hagol and Shabbos Shuvah, they normally end up coming to Shul, because before Pesach, before Yom Tov, so then the whole Shul is full, so the Rav decides, now it's time to give a drosha. So that's where it came from, to give a Shabbos Hagol the drosha. Shabbos Hagol, to give a drosha.
Where did the Talmud come from?
Yeah, so the Mishabura brings, therefore, if that's the aside of Shabbos Hagol Drasha, it's not supposed to be pilpul. Yeah? He says over here, Ve'ikal oris lam dar chashem, lelam edam asa sheyasun, da'inu dini agolu, biyuchomis, vafis amatzav, shahilchaz, v'chim Shabbos Shuvah, hilchaz yem kippah, v'chag asukas, because the Mishabura takes on, I forgot to say, the Mishabura takes on, not like the Mechaba. Mishabura takes on, that Medina, there's a chiv to learn also before Sukkot. And it's interesting, Sukkot will be in the middle of Edel. It'll come in the middle of Edel, and Yom Kippur will be the 10th of Edel. It'll be if you're medak to go shleish yom yom. Right? And chametak avol, im yeh drosh rak pilpul, oy drosh ba'alma, ein yoytzim b'zeh yidei chavosan, says Mishabura. It can't just be pilpul. Right, a lot of rabbanim before they saw the Shabbos Hagol Drasha, they say, yeah, shteitan poskim that it's not supposed to be pilpul, it's supposed to be halacha b'hayoyis. The minute is, so I'm going to start with pilpul in the last 3 minutes. He says a few halachas. Right, not all rabbanim do that, right? But a lot of rabbanim do that. A lot of rabbanim is okay. That's what became the minute. To I suppose if maybe the Shabbos Hagol Drasha itself maybe it will be pilpul, but if they'll be careful to teach also the olam, also the halachas, if they maybe pamphlets or whatever it is, so the Mekayim halacha of teaching. Now, also it's very interesting, Shaila, is it dafka a Rav giving a drasha, or every person himself? Let's say you have a kriyas, Madonna, I don't want to touch dafayoyimi, but let's say if a person has a proper kriyas, he has a proper kriyas, is there inyun to make sure every day, now he has a kriyas, so let's say 5 minutes after or before, to learn Hilchas Pesach, or is it dafka dinin dafka dinin tzibur? So the Mishabura writes a lashon over here. Where is it? Mitzvah lechol echad nasi b'Hilchas Pesach sheshi mekoyda mechin b'chag atzmoi. The mitzvahs on each individual, and they bring it from the Shulchan Chorav. Yeah, the mitzvahs on each. Because bizmanenu, there's not so many drashas. Maybe takadoni and shabbos hagol drasha. That's it. But there's not so many takas. It's very good what they do in Hamish. They get Reb Chaim Haimlich to give a shir specific in Hilchas Pesach. But maybe it should be more often. I don't know, whatever it is, whatever this works out. But upon that, they so he says this because there's not so many of these shurim. Therefore, and the svarim. There's plenty of svarim, is for svarim in English, it's very, very convenient. So he says there's a mitzvah for each and every one of us to learn Hilchas Pesach, before Pesach. So if you think about it, some of the phenomena, it's a takon, a small takon of Moshe Rabbeinu. So now you'll chas Pesach. We all know. Shnei Jemiyah, we all know this halacha. But we don't chap that we should. I myself, ani bechlam, that we should take a bit of kindness every day. We should learn through another. We have much we could do. Another a little bit more. If it's one, every 2 days, or every, I don't know, every week, there has to be a curious of learning. Definitely hilchas Pesach, and Moshe Rabbeinu takes on hilchas also before Shavuos and Sukkos. It's the same halacha. And that, as I told you, maybe some poskim even say Chanukah and Purim. Very interesting. Also, and it applies to a yochid as well. It's not just a rabbim and a tzibur. There's a shitz around the whole something else, but we don't take on a din azoy. It's every yochid is a chiyuv on each one. Everyone else a chiyuv. Takolas Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, to if a person can be dakdo the shalacha Ashrei Chelkoi.
Oh, meishkayah. Once you start, you find 30 days is not enough.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.